I'm Zachary Turner. Tiga K has a deer problem. There are around 1,000 of the four-legged critters in this small city. City officials have contracted out the culling and sterilization of these deer for the past 2 years. But one city's deer problem has become another community's food solution. I visited the Catawba Nation's bi-monthly market to learn more. The line for meat wrapped around the inside of the Catawba Nation Food Distribution Center in Rock Hill. Michelle Payne stepped up to the freezer to fill her basket with venison.
You got some venison. What are you planning on cooking with it?
Anything my granddaughter asks me to. Literally. She's the one who told me. She said, Mimi, can you pick up Bambi while we're there?
Amanda Parker, the tribe's wellness project coordinator, opened the freezer and loaded Payne's basket. She pointed out the different options folks could choose from.
Venison, ground beef, or ground venison, sorry. Cubed venison, venison loin, and venison roast.
Most folks elected to take one of each. It was free, after all. Food sovereignty coordinator Haley Brazell said the market operates on a point system. Every household in Catawba Nation gets a monthly allotment.
You do get free additional meat options, like the venison meat that we're providing today isn't going to go towards any individual's points.
The bonus meat came from Tiga K, South Carolina, where the city recently sterilized about 200 deer to manage the booming population. City officials also contracted the culling of 80 deer in December, the deer that now fill the market's freezer. Brazell walked down an aisle and pulled a vacuum-sealed bag off the shelf.
So these are pecans. We do sell these for 4 points. For pecans to be such an expensive item at a grocery store, this is a food item that maybe a lot of households won't have always have the opportunity to purchase.
Brazell said these pecans came from a local forager. The grant that funds the market ensures that all the food is local or minimally processed. In a world where food can account for nearly a third of a household's annual carbon footprint, that can be good for local farms and the environment. Catawba Nation farmers supply a lot of that food, according to Courtney Knight, Food Stewardship Program Manager.
You know, we've had people, Catawba citizens, who have started their own gardens at home in order to sell to us and to teach their children about growing.
The program has done a lot for food security in the area, as well as the local economy.
Country Carrot, who is one of our local food hubs, who helps us do our homebound program. So we have homebound seniors who can't obviously get out of their house, and so they deliver to them from the market. But they were actually on the verge of closing their doors down before we came along with this program, and now they have actually moved into a bigger building.
Jordan Dashquinth came to the market with his family. He moved to Catawba Nation from the Midwest.
Here to get some food. It's a pretty cool program here that lets native people get a little bit of a food supplement.
Noshquinth was pleasantly surprised by the extra venison.
I didn't know that they were doing that today, so pretty excited to have that. I haven't had deer in a long time.
What's the plan? Do you have like a recipe in mind that you're looking forward to cooking with this?
You know, a lot of native recipes are pretty simple, and I don't have anything in particular. Really, I just like to slow roast it in general, but whenever it's ground, I like to make deer burgers, you know.
Whether it ends up burgered or braised, Tiga K's problem deer ended up feeding a few hundred households in Catawba Nation. Zachary Turner, WFE News.